Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. I hope you are having a great day. I am. For no other reason than, I don't know how it even happened, but a company called me. You know, you get those calls where it's like someone trying to sell you insurance or something like that. And they actually got so frustrated, they put down the phone on me. Not the other way around. So it's going quite well. Anyway, today's topic, Youth Day 2021. I am bad because I didn't go look at last year's one before recording this one, but I'm sure it's not as good as this one. For very simple reasons, I actually did the research, and I think that's another reason why I'm so happy. Like, there's a lot of things done in advance. The thing about it is, having something prepped and ready to go is much better just for my sanity, as we well know. That's probably why I'm really enjoying this one today. Also, I'm actually learning about Youth Day, which you would think we would learn about in school and at least remember. Not so much for me, but it happened, I just don't remember it. That's my bad. I take full responsibility for that, my bad. Like, that's on me. But then we get to Google and you find answers. So, let's jump right in to Youth Day. The reason for Youth Day that I came across is as follows. Youth Day commemorates the Soweto Youth Uprising of 16th June 1976. In 1975, which would be the year before, protests started in African schools in 1975 after the directive from the then Ubuntu Education Department that Afrikaans had to be used on an equal basis with English as a language of instruction in secondary schools. This basically means the government was able to make a law that says English and Afrikaans needs to be used equally in high schools as a language of instruction, meaning you are taught in a language that you do not know at a higher level, and it is a forced thing that you didn't have a choice in. There was a whole bunch of uprising, they protested. It was a thing. Watch the movie Sarafina and you will get it. That is like the most basic way I can just, there's the answer. That is what happened, and people were shot, people died. They were just crazy, illegal, unlawful, and just terrible things happening. And what amazes me is that people say, you know, the laws are the laws, you need to follow. Segregation was a law, apartheid was a law, Ubuntu education was a law. These are all things that people thought were good and enforced it, and they were horrendous. They were literally crimes against humanity. Like, who thinks this is a good idea in the first place? I digress. The one thing that definitely stood out to me about this definition was the fact that it speaks about children, emphasis on the children, wanting a better education for themselves, to the point that they protested, which resulted in children, once again, emphasis on children, dying just to get a better education. And yet the government still does not take this seriously in our country, or at least not seriously enough. The state of the education system is abysmal in our country in particular, but the fact that people have died for it more than 3-4 decades ago and nothing is still being done to a satisfactory level is beyond me. But like I said, this episode is not about politics, it's about the youth. And stating that, with regards to the youth, I am no longer considered a youth. I'm literally 28 and I still have a hard time comprehending that. So I'm definitely not a youth. I think like 25 and under is still youth. Either way, that is definitely not my category, but I forget how old I am. So we're just gonna breeze on by. And this episode is focused on my memories of younger and comparing it to today's youth and what they can get away with and what they can't. So we're basically going to look at three good things, three bad things about the youth from when I was younger and compared it to now. These are actual stories that I have either experienced or heard or know of from an actual student or teacher, because I know people who are teachers and educators and students, and my sister is a matriculant, my niece matriculated last year, the one I spoke about last week in the episode, I also have an aunt that has been a teacher for literal decades, and a few of my friends also teach. So one teacher's at all girls school, another teacher's at a mixed school, and another teacher's overseas. So there's a lot of experience that I know about teaching, but there are these six things that I will look at. So here we go. We are going to start with the three negative or bad things and then move on to the three good. Starting with the first and foremost, I think the respect thing is my biggest issue, because some children are very rude or disrespectful to teachers these days. And back then when I was in school, it was bad because it was more of, oh my word, how can you be so rude to a teacher? Whereas these days, it's unfortunately a norm. Children don't respect teachers and things like that. And to me, in my eyes, it's completely out of hand. And with the technology that has become such a norm in our day and age, that has translated to schools. For example, my sister has a WhatsApp group for each class she has with her teachers. So for each subject she has with a teacher, she will have a specific WhatsApp group for that class and for her teacher. And sometimes the class will even have a specific group just for them. Like, it's crazy. And just to give you an example, one teacher actually caught a child bunking their class. This happened with my sister, and the teacher sent this child a WhatsApp saying, I see you bunking my class. And the student replied with like, ma'am, just shh, just relax, just be cool. And this was actually a TikTok that went viral, and he just like forwarded onto the teacher in response to her thing. She forwarded all the messages onto this child's parent, and they obviously dealt with it. But the audacity to even attempt that in the first place, like, you talking back to a teacher with me in school was crazy. Like, you would get detention immediately. With my sister's school, like, you earn demerits, and a certain amount of demerits equal a detention, and then a certain amount of detention over a span of time equals like a suspension. And like with us, you didn't have that three strike rule. Like, you were disrespectful, you go to detention. You in detention for a certain amount of consecutive days, or a certain amount of days in a month or a week or whatever, you get suspended. You get suspended too many times, you get like expelled. Like, there was none of this giving a person so many extra chances. Like, there wasn't any of that. And that boils down, in my eyes, to respect, which is basically taught at home. That's what it boils down to. If you are taught respect at home, it wouldn't be an issue in schools. And if the schools had better rules to enforce it, there wouldn't be this need to have this constant back and forth about something that's so important yet seemingly trivial in the big picture. The next thing is the worth of the education we get, or the value of it. By this I mean, we place a lot of value in getting your matric paper and coming home with that paper. Then you move on to getting a degree and you come home with that piece of paper. Then you get your honors, come home with that piece of paper. Like, it's a lot of paper going on. But then after that, you end up in the working world. And it's not exactly what it seems when you achieve those things, because the value just shifts every time. It's kind of like the economy. You know, the rand is worth up one day and then the rand's worth is down the next day. Like, it's constantly fluctuating. And the worst thing is, there are jobs where you don't need qualifications, yet you study 5 years and then you get it and then the job is obsolete. Or there are jobs that are still coming into the world. Like, 10 years ago there wasn't such a thing as a YouTuber, because there wasn't a YouTube, or it wasn't for that purpose. There wasn't Instagram, there wasn't influencers, there wasn't a career option. Reality stars were not found readily in our country, so it wasn't an option. Those aren't things you can study to be. And these moving goalposts are annoying, especially because you get people who struggle to get that matric paper because the pass rate at their school or their area is like 26%. So you are one of the very lucky few who even make it to pass your matric. And in that case, your matric is valuable. Like, you having matric is like the golden ticket to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Like, that is how valuable it is. And then on the opposite side of the spectrum, you get schools that have 98, 99, 100% pass rates every single year, and your matric is essentially worthless because it's a dime a dozen. It's insane. And with the current state that we are in as a country economically and financially, jobs are even more scarce. With people being laid off and retrenched and everything since COVID, it is difficult. Very, very difficult for the youth to actually get out there and do things in terms of jobs. And that's one thing that is really, really bad. And also a lot of times, the youth sometimes don't want to work. They're just like, now I'm going to start the YouTube channel and be an influencer. And that's how I'm going to get my money. I don't need to study, kind of a thing. A lot of the people who actually are YouTubers and Instagram influencers and things like that actually had that as a side hustle and worked a full-time job and did that on the side. Hence, side hustle. So, once again, moving goalposts. The third bad thing about the youth for me, especially, like, this is a deep personal one, is this instant gratification that they want. When it comes to me, I was taught to wait for a lot of things, which is why I'm the quality over quantity person that I am today. Because I know that if I wait for something and I get something better, it'll be worth it than the cheap, quick thing I get now. And a lot of the times, the youth don't understand that. For example, my sister, she could play games whenever she wanted. Weeknight, weekend night, it doesn't matter, she can play games. But when it was my brother and I, we could only play between a Friday and a Sunday, and our homework had to be done before we started playing. And that just goes to show the youth of today are even parented different than what we were. And that just emphasizes the point of instant gratification. They can get what they want, whereas we had to wait. And that does teach you different lessons. For example, there was a boy in my sister's class, a different one from the story in the beginning, who ordered Uber Eats and had it delivered to school. Now, that doesn't sound crazy. However, this boy did this during a class. Like, the teacher was literally teaching and he was on his phone ordering the food. The food was delivered to school and he had the audacity to ask, like, ma'am, can I please leave and go fetch my food? It's by the gate. Hold the phone. Are you kidding me? I was just blown away by this. If you ordered the food, scheduled it for delivery during break and went to go wait for it by the gate, I honestly would not have a problem with it. But now you do it while a teacher is teaching a class to you, who is a matriculant. You are a matriculant. This is important work. You think you're going to get away with it and you ask the teacher, ma'am, can I go? But you know when is your break time because you are given your schedule and the times of your classes. And then you just think you're going to get away with leaving to go fetch your food that you ordered when you know you shouldn't have? No. The teacher, props to her, didn't cave and didn't let him go. She called the front, asked them to keep the food, etc. And obviously she did call the parents as well. But how do you do that? You are lucky enough, because that is a privilege. You are lucky enough to have Uber Eats pay for it somehow, because he didn't have to go pay for it. Like, it was delivered and it was paid already. So you don't have to pay for it. It gets delivered to your doorstep. It's literally takeaways in the middle of school day. In the middle of the school year, in the middle of the school month, you know how expensive living is. And then you are still disrespectful enough to abuse that privilege just because you wanted it. Like, that is not it. If you had common sense, it would have been fine. But no, because now this can potentially ruin it for other children. For example, if my sister forgot lunch, I could ask her, what time is your lunch? And she can tell me, and I can order Uber Eats for her to be delivered to her school. Or if it's someone's birthday, or if it's her birthday, I can have it delivered to the school and, you know, deliver pizzas or something to the school and then pay for it and off she goes. Like, that is something nice. But now, one child doing something stupid like this could enforce the school to have a no delivery policy. And that sucks. Because how? I don't understand how one child gets to ruin it for everyone just because they're selfish. Like, I'm so upset. Like, I can't. Let's flip the switch. And on the bright side, sometimes children do have their things together. And this point is basically the independence of youth these days. They can organize things via their cell phones because everyone has one. They collaborate via social media. They converse via social media. Everything is done online. And even when it comes to being independent in and of themselves, a lot of them cook, a lot of them clean, a lot of them dress themselves. Like, I didn't do those kinds of things. Like, I had certain things I needed to do, but for the most part, like, my mom was like, okay, this, that, and that's what you wear. Or if you go out, you need to, like, it needs to basically be a party and you need to have a formal invite, or else no, you don't go. Whereas these days, they are like, oh no, we're all gonna meet there, and if your mommy can drop me off, cool, and then we can like Uber back and split the bill. And like, they organize things, they do a lot. I know freedom came when I had my license at I think I was 20 when I got my license. Like, I cannot even fathom being independent at like 15. Like, that is hectic. So for me, it was when I got my license. For them, it's like, no, I'll just save up my money and get Uber, I'm fine. So the independence of today's youth astounds me, and I'm not envious of that fact at all, because I would not be able to handle it. That's just me personally. A lot of times the youth, which is my next point, have a go-getter attitude. As rude and infuriating as they can be in terms of negativity, this is something that is very positive that I am all for. There are youth starting projects and charities and organizations and using social media as a driver of that, and I think that is incredible, because a lot of them have done so much good for the country and the world as a whole because of it, and because they can be backed up by one another as youths, as a group. So I think that is something that the youth can be proud of. My last and final thing, which is a positive one, is that the youth tend to look past the negativity that has followed them throughout history. I know for a fact that walking around as a young person and being with friends of different races and colors and things like that, I got terrible looks, especially from the older generations. Like, why are those two people together and why are they friends and all sorts of things. I've never seen that kind of thing in a person. It never bothered me, because I think I have such a diverse upbringing. I've never seen rich, poor, color, gender, race, whatever, nationalities, because I do have a lot of different nationalities in my bloodline that I do know. But the fact that remnants of all sorts of things like apartheid and homophobia and all sorts of other xenophobia and racism and sexism and gender discrimination and abuse and violence and all sorts of crazy things have happened in the past, and the youth are just like, no, we will not be labeled, we will not be holden to anyone else but our own. Like, they don't care. They just like, we're making the world a global village, we're doing what we want to do, and that I find very inspirational and just awesome. So I think that is the best thing about the youth, the fact that they can look past all the nonsense and just keep moving forward. Like, that is the best thing about them. So this is getting long, I'm gonna wrap it up here. I did get through all my points a bit longer than what I expected, but yeah, I did do 3 good points and 3 bad points. I like to even it out, but I do want to say that this youth day was about looking back and realizing what we have fought for. A lot of things are better because of the fights we have fought, and this will definitely give the next generation a better leg up. I've already seen rollover effects of that with my sister and my nieces by comparison to us, especially in terms of just general acceptance about a lot of things. So take the time and look back, see what the youth have achieved, and keep on running with that. One of the most crazy things I actually heard on a motivational talk the other day was someone saying, are you leading a life that is an example to others, or warning to others of what not to do? And for me, who is very introspective, this blew my mind. And that's one thing that we can actually do, like I said, on this youth day, looking back. Look at ourselves and see, are we an example or are we a warning? Find people in history or presently and aim it at your future. Find people you look up to and find people you don't look up to, and write a list. Yes, yes, a freaking list. Write a list on specific reasons why you chose that person to be your example, or why you chose that person not to be your example. And use that kind of as like a guideline to kind of ping pong yourself between the rope and find a balance of examples and warnings of what to do and what not to do, because that can make you a better person in the long run. It can only do you good. That said, tomorrow is a public holiday. This is going live the 15th. The 16th is the public holiday. So tomorrow I will be off, and I will be taking full advantage of this public holiday. I plan on getting an early start to the day, getting some podcast work done, and getting some skincare in, because I've been drinking a lot of water but not attending to my skin properly, so I'm definitely gonna do that. And that's about it. The song of the week is Thank You by MKTO. It is a youth anthem and I love it. It is an incredible song. You should definitely go listen to it if you haven't heard it already. Please leave a comment if you have anything to add to the conversation, like this episode, subscribe to the podcast, and check out my Instagram linked below. And don't forget to keep being a better bee. I'll see you in the next episode. Love you. Bye.